This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on, and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership, or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast, and around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice. Your radio station.
Are you mad?
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday podcast.
From Joy 94.9.
We are almost ready for our first in-studio guests as aren't we?
Yes, we have Catherine and Michael from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Cuckoo.
Did I get it right at
No, it's cuckoo.
What am I saying wrong?
It's just cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
Well, everyone's going to remember it anyway. That's the main thing. Well, they're coming up next.
I'm not hearing any difference.
One flew over the big bird's nest. But it is, we've got guests in, haven't we? And, well, it's actually a tricky one to pronounce as well, but I've written it all down. But it is Catherine Klavicic and Mike Robbins. Welcome.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Well, I'm going to get right over that applause because you are doing One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
We are.
Yes. This is an epic movie, an epic book.
Yes.
And obviously it's I've been on stage. What, but in what way, how? I want to know everything. What is it all about?
So the play is set in the early 1960s in a psychiatric ward in America. Nurse Ratchet is the head nurse and runs it.
And that's you.
That's me.
The glee in your eye.
He ain't nice, is she?
Here we go. I need to defend
scary.
Her.
Yeah.
She's been there a long time and she rules it how she likes to rule it. It's you got to obey, there's rules, there's discipline. And then Randall McMurphy comes in and they butt heads right from the start. And
I mean, I think literally as well, don't they? Mm. Almost. I know they're sort of doing that movie way, you know, it's violent, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's some things.
There's a few things that we get it all out, really.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then for better or for worse, Randall's arrival changes the ward and everyone on it.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's a very succinct synopsis.
In the I guess is it? I don't know if it's annoying or not. But I guess the beauty of doing something that's so incredibly well known is that everybody knows about it. But it also is that a rod for your own back if people are going and thinking, "Oh, I love Jack Nicholson when he did that. Oh, it's marvellous." You know,
I've never seen the movie.
Neither have I.
I've never seen the movie, and I won't now.
I've read the book.
No,
so did you have any experience with the movie or book before?
I have had experience with both of them. I've read the book, seen the movie, and. And the play is based primarily on the book, so it's through the chief's eyes, and it's different.
Oh, it's different.
Funny enough, the author never really wanted to watch the movie because he thought that they distorted it. So it's quite an interesting background.
But he did watch it, obviously. Otherwise, he wouldn't be able to say it was distorted, would he? He must have.
He said he didn't.
Yeah.
He said he didn't till his dying deathbed.
Well, he thought it would be distorted.
He's watched it now, that's for sure.
It's definitely, yeah.
But as an actor, I would imagine then for you both, that's look great. They did it that way. I read it in the book. You imagine someone doing it that way as well. Mm. I'm going to do it my way, isn't it?
I think that's one of the main reasons I have not watched the movie. I've read the book. I've read the play numerous times, and I don't want someone else's.
That's good that you've read the play.
Yeah, I know. I thought I should.
Commitment.
Yeah, that's me. 100%. Yeah.
I think we trained together.
Yeah.
I've read it once. I'm ready. What do you want?
Put me on. Put the spotlight on. Yeah. So I deliberately didn't watch the movie to colour it. So my thoughts, my imagination.
And now she is Nurse Ratchet. It's incredible, her role, isn't it?
Mm.
Actually, I've kind of got thought if there was a role that was a little bit similar years later would be in Misery.
Yes.
You know, she was, you know, I mean, they're nothing like, I know, but, you know, just that sort of demented almost, you know?
Yeah, and I think that there's a part of her that really does think she's helping.
Yes.
She's part of the system. Yeah. She was brought up in the army. She really does think she's helping, but she's just got blinkers on.
I wonder, was she maybe... she was doing all right, as we said before, till he came along, though. Everyone else was just going along with it.
Yes.
And when you all go along with it, you don't know any different.
No, that's exactly right.
You know, but when somebody comes in and put this hammer in the works, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, arguably, it's my fault, and
better. Arguably,
arguably. It's literally the premise of the play.
Yeah.
What is it? Rather than giving me a standard answer, I apologise. But what is the rest of the cast like? I mean, is it just an incredible working relationship with these? Because it's very intimate as well, isn't it?
It is. I mean, in the first read, I walked away and thought, wow, this is special. Mm. And Monster Media and Carl and Noah and Carl, Chris and Carl Sorheim, the director, really put together a stellar, extraordinary cast and crew. And every day it's just amazing to walk in and walk out and experience this really special play.
Draining,
with a group of
I would
special
imagine,
people.
As well,
yes,
which is always
draining.
Good for an audience to watch,
yeah.
You know, but to see you guys go through it, you know, incredible performance each and every night.
Mm.
It's a real blast. Like, it's 15 people on stage most of the time. Mm. It's like a big entertainment show, and it starts from the time you walk into it, and it's an immersive type experience.
Mm. Wow. Do you research for something like this? Have you been to a psychiatric ward or anything like that?
I did a lot of online research and in a number of things, the army, psychiatrics, the time.
I was about to say the time period really played.
Obviously it was different then, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, candidly, I mean, I'm not as insane as the others in the ward.
Right.
But my dad is, so I just look at him and I've got some good inspiration.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
He'll be there.
He'll
be there opening night.
Yeah.
No, amazing. And then... sorry, it's just some sort of buzz saw.
A plane.
Oh, I thought it was in it. Sound effects. Will you? Had you done this anywhere else? So this is a first time in Melbourne.
First time in this role for me in this play anywhere.
Right. But they haven't done it anywhere else. This is brand new.
No, brand new. Yeah. I don't think it's been done for 6 years or so in Australia, because it's a very hard show to get put on. And credit to the producers for doing that.
Absolutely. Mm. Now, Dean, when is it on? Where is it on? How can we get our tickets?
It's from the 31st of May to the 11th of June.
Oh, it's near.
It's very close.
Are you ready? Do you know everything? Do you like learning lines?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you both would have a shitload, wouldn't you?
A ton.
You
know? Yeah. I don't stop looking at my script until it closes.
Yeah. Mm. Just
on stage, you mean?
I bring it out. Right. I have it on my iPhone.
You go to your room. Yeah, it's never so good.
Well, it's happening at the South Bank Theatre at the Lawler.
Oh, it's a nice venue.
It is a lovely venue.
And you can grab your tickets via mtc.com.au.
Yes, perfect.
Wonderful.
All right. Mtc.com.au.
That's where you
begins
can get your
tickets. End of 31 of May.
It starts on the 31st of May and ends on the 11th of June.
No, it was a nice long run. But, you know, I know that venue books up, doesn't it?
It does, and the tickets are going great guns, so get on there.
Because
it
is, as we say, it's one
so
of those
popular.
People either read the book, seen the movie, done both, and would love to see something as dramatic as that live on stage.
It's going to be a great production.
Good on you. I'm going. All right, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
You're on Joy.
You've been listening to another Mad Wednesday podcast, driving you home every Wednesday afternoon from 4.
Joy 94.9.
Welcome to this Joy 94.9 podcast. Radiothon is now on and we need your support. This is our one time a year that we ask you to support Joy so we can continue being a voice for the LGBTI community of Melbourne and beyond. By becoming a member, renewing your membership or donating to Joy, you will keep out loud and proud LGBTI voices on air and on podcast. And around 50 volunteers work hard around the clock to make them available. We hope you enjoy this podcast. Then we hope you head to joy.org.au to find out how you can support us this radiothon. We still need Joy. Your voice, your radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.